Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ and HD1 San Francisco, your radio home for every single Warriors playoff game. Next hour, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Game 1 against the San Antonio Spurs, set for tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I had Steve Kerr on yesterday, and I asked him what his favorite magic word was. If you remember that, keep remembering it, because we're going to ask you what it is sometime in the 5 o'clock hour. The very first person to give us a call in the 5 o'clock hour with Steve Kerr's magic word is going to win the tickets. So that's all coming up. Cool stuff, right?
Yeah.
Cool stuff. I think so. It really is. Speaking of the Warriors, by the way, I saw this announcement today. Ethan Sherwood Strauss is about to get back in the game. And I like that guy. He has been a contributor here on this show. Radio Ethan might have been inspired by this show at one point in time. I'm just going to tell you, this guy is phenomenal at covering the NBA. He was one of the part of the new generation of ESPN reporters that came up. And then, unfortunately, he was part of their layoffs. So they could pay Mike Greenberg to host a show with Michelle Beadle that no one watches in the morning from New York.
That's working out.
Ethan Sherwood Strauss and Jason Stark had to lose their jobs so they could be getting crushed by Blues Cruise every morning. By the way, have you seen the dead on arrival ratings for that show?
Remember, are they bad?
Remember,
you talked
about I told it. You.
Yeah.
Oh, it's dead. It's getting like a 0.3.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, it's unwatched. It's literally ESPN's huge show with a massive budget that is unwatched by the nation.
That's going to have a short run.
Very short run. Hopefully, Ethan Sherwood Strauss is going to have a long run. He's going to be joining The Athletic. He still has to wait till like he's like Steph Curry. He's not allowed to start writing for The Athletic until about the second round of the playoffs is when he can come back out and he's released from whatever contractual embargo he has to say. So he was talking about the Warriors in an interview because he's not allowed to write any columns yet. But as always, I find Ethan very interesting in the NBA. And when he was asked about what he's expecting in this playoffs for the Warriors, what he's most excited to see, he basically said, look, all roads lead to Steph. And it looks like he's more optimistic about his prognosis than anyone else in the organization. How this gets managed could very well decide the championship. If you return too hastily from the injury and risk compromised play, if not serious injury, if you return too late, a series could already be all but over. This puts an awful lot of pressure on Steve Kerr and company. For all the talent they've added, the Warriors have never quite shaken free of Steph's centrality. Like, I don't know a guy in his 20s who talks like that, but Ethan. When's the last time you heard anyone use the word centrality to describe someone's importance to a team? He is so right, though. Steph's centrality to the Warriors is trumped by no one, not even the great Kevin Durant, not even Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, who the three of them still give you a nucleus of three active, out there all-stars. But without Steph, it's amazing how pedestrian and mundane sometimes some of those all-stars look. This guy unlocks all of it. He really does.
Like, as a player, as a leader, his personality, his relationship with it's the 100% complete package. And it's really the heart and soul of this team.
He's the confidence that you only get with a good hair day.
Yeah.
You know that you're going to slay it because you're having a good hair day. Like, he is this team's good hair day. He is this team's Armani suit. Like, sure, they can look good walking into a gym, but unless they're wearing that suit, they can't look as good as they possibly can. Steph is the Warriors' Armani suit, and they're really looking forward to putting that suit back on soon. The coaching matchup, I mean, it's Little something old, little something new, little something borrowed, little something blue. Greg Popovich and Steve Kerr. First of all, one used to play for the other. We talk about them being contemporaries, and indeed they are, but they're still separated by many, many coaching miles. As a matter of fact, Greg Popovich, he has the most wins with any one team in NBA history now. Five-time NBA champion, three-time coach of the year. The Spurs are the model of consistency. They've been to the playoffs every single year since I was in college.
Jeez.
From the 97 to 98 season, the Spurs have been in the playoffs every single year. Kerr and Popovich are obviously like-minded, worldly individuals. They are close friends. Kerr's son, Nick, works under Popovich in the Spurs organization, hopefully sabotaging everything. Not in an obvious way. You can't sabotage by mile after mile. You got to sabotage by centimeters and inches.
You got to be sneaky about it.
Very sneaky. So, Nick Kerr, this one's for you, buddy. How much of a coaching edge, though, does Popovich really have when Kerr's got the more talented roster? Pop has been to six NBA finals. Kerr has been to three. I don't know if anyone has had a better steady Eddie hand on his coaching career than Popovich has had on his career. And I don't know if anyone's had a better start to their coaching career as Steve Kerr's been able to enjoy. What is the edge? What is the edge that makes you a little bit nervous about the Warriors and the Spurs? What is the edge that Greg Popovich might have over Steve Kerr? Or does the experience get nullified because of the raw daddy talent that the Warriors really do get to enjoy? I'm so glad that the playoffs are here. We got Rockets and T-Wolves, Thunder and Jazz, Blazers and Pelicans, Warriors and Spurs tomorrow early. Is it really noon? Or they say, you know, hey, coverage starts at noon, tip off actually 12:35. Is it one of those? By the way, I guess you can assume that I'm not doing Warriors warm-up tomorrow. You'd be right.
Well, our coverage starts at 10:30 here on 95.7, but those, they always tip off a little bit later, right? I mean, it's never always at noon.
So if coverage starts at 10:30, tip-off's going to be noon, you know, 12:05. It's going to be right, yeah, it'll get going right there. Yes, Elena? It looks like you're positioning the microphone. You're about to unleash some incredible knowledge. Oh, yeah, she's just... She just says, remind everyone to get there early.
Yeah, that's true. Get there early.
Warriors need you. Get lubed up. Get ready to go. Don't walk in with sleepers still in your eyes like, oh, you know, it's like when you go to the bar, you don't want to be like, give me an orange juice. Give me a coffee. Ah, make that orange juice a little Russian, you know, put a little vodka in there.
Give me a Bloody Mary.
Irish up that coffee. A little whiskey goes a long way. I'm excited that it's here. I feel like I need this.
I need this so I can feel comfortable and not as worried about the next round when we get stuff back. I need to see them do. When I see them play tomorrow, I will feel so much better on how I gauge the rest of the playoffs.
I'm going to feel better if I see Andre Iguodala coming out and throwing punches in this game. And I don't mean literal punches, but basketball punches. Really making an impact defensively. Locking down Green, Mills, whoever it has to be, whoever is going off on the San Antonio Spurs, I want Draymond and Iguodala to get in that guy's craw fast and dare Popovich to beat you with role players. That's what you got to do. I just think that they're going to get off to, all right, let's predict the flow of the game. Are you ready for game flow predictions tomorrow?
Yes.
Meh. First quarter. Meh. This funny start time is already built in my excuse for the first quarter. Meh. First quarter. I think that is both teams, though. Both teams kind of play an ugly first quarter. Second quarter, they got their legs underneath them. Warriors hopefully got a nice little lead at half. Maybe they trail by a bucket or two at half. Third quarter, baby. It's going to be another one of those third quarter games where they use that to separate themselves, outscore the Spurs by 15, 20 points in the third quarter, and hopefully be in a little bit of rest mode come four. That would be the perfect game one start, the ideal game one start, not just the kind that left Durant with a little bit of rest at the end of the night, but just look good, feel good, play good. That doesn't just apply to high school teams, to club teams, to teams that are trying to be something. That applies to everyone. The Warriors know that they're going to look good. Will they be feeling good? Hopefully, all of it goes together into playing good. Just, here's the deal. Forget about alleviating our worries and stress. They got to alleviate their worries and stress. And they can talk a good game and tell you that they're not worried at all. They're as confident as they've ever been. They're ready to go. All right, good. You're saying all the right things, but I am now going to tell you that I got to see it to believe it. I got to see it just a little to believe it. You want to call me a doubting Thomas? Fine. You go right ahead and do that. I'll be there at the resurrection. Look at us working Easter. What's the other series that you really want to watch? What if the Timberwolves make things a little tougher on the Rockets? What if the Rockets aren't just sweeping teams to the Western Conference Finals, just easily walking into a no-stress-at-all matchup with the Golden State Warriors waiting for them in the third round? I just can't wrap my mind around that. At some point, the Rockets are going to realize, oh, wait a minute, we got about as much pressure on us as an organization as we've ever, ever had. Mike D'Antoni, how do you do with playoff pressure? Well, it usually sounds like this.
Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
From the PenskeAutoSales.com text line, a question. Damon, will you tell us when to call in with Steve Kerr's magic word to try to win Game 1 first-round playoff tickets? I'll tell you that you needed to be listening to the Steve Kerr interview yesterday. We are going to replay it for you at 4:30, coming up in just a little bit. Maybe we left the secret word in there, maybe we didn't. You should have been listening yesterday.
You had luck. You could have listened to it on the website, could listen on the show, could listen in the best of.
The best of last night had it for you. It's going to happen in the 5 o'clock hour. Is it going to happen early? Is it going to happen late? Is it going to happen during a commercial break? I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know what we've got planned. So if I were you, I'd be listening to the entire 5 o'clock hour.
Especially the commercial breaks.
And you might hear us ask you for that magic word.
Okay.
It's for the initiated. No uninitiated listeners need apply.
It's ridiculous how well that works every time I do.
I know.
Let's go with a big story of the day. No, it's not Reuben Foster. No, it's not the Giants. No, it's not the A's. It's
Dunce Boy.
Happy birthday, Jonas.
Dunce Boy.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Dunce Boy.
Happy birthday, bobblehead. Look at that, a dancing Donskoy.
Yay.
Somebody said, Damon, if you didn't tell me yesterday that the Sharks had game one last night, I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have watched. Somebody said that they went and they watched last night's game and they finally realized that
Donskoy
is actually a player, not just some weird Finnish word that I like to go to describe how much joy I might be in at any particular time.
Donskoy!
I guess we just assume the love for Donskoy is everywhere, like it is within the show.
It is. Like, Donskoy sounds like it could be a noun.
Donskoy!
A verb.
Donskoy!
An adjective.
Donskoy!
It could be a lot of things. Be like, how's your day going?
Donskoy!
That's pretty good.
Did you get any last night?
Donskoy!
You hungry?
Donskoy!
Do you think you're about to fall deeply in love?
No, no.
Cautiously.
Come on, people. Seriously.
888-957-9570 is the number. It's the number that you're going to have to call when you're listening for the secret word next hour.
During our commercial break. Initiated only.
So pay attention during that 5 o'clock hour, and you could be sitting inside of Oracle tomorrow. I can't wait to go. I got a big, busy weekend.
Tell me about it.
Well, you know, I'm hesitant to tell people because, what? You know, it's one of those, it's like a private thing, but it's a big deal for the family.
Well, you've shared now. I mean, now you have to share because it's a big deal. You can't just do that. That's not fair to the listeners. Listeners are family.
They are family.
All right. So share.
Well, I'm very happy to announce that those who say that I'm just a carpetbagger passing through town, I mean, I've been here since 2005. You think that would have earned my local chops by many? By many, it has. By some, it still hasn't. You know, it's people who live in Pleasanton and Walnut Creek who tell me that I'm really not a San Franciscan all the time.
Those East Bayers.
Yeah. It's like I can see your area code is East Bay, but you're telling me I'm not a real San Franciscan all the time. Well, can't tell me that anymore, because not only did I marry a girl who went to Lincoln High School. I mean, that's about as San Francisco as it gets.
Yep.
Jillian and I just bought a house.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's
it
huge.
Was many, many years in the making.
Wow.
It took a village. It took my mother-in-law, who is a realtor, a real estate agent, a real estate attorney. Like, this is a woman who understands. And for us to be able to find a house that we would want to move into and could afford in San Francisco, it was basically like going into a complete pitch black room. And not only do you have to hit the bullseye on the dartboard, but the dartboard's the size of a dime.
Yeah.
And we just happened to find it. We have been looking for months and months and months. I honestly didn't think it was going to happen. I thought that we were going to have to turn our attention to other Bay Area locales because it just looked like we had been priced out at every single opportunity. We would put a bid in on a house and we'd be told like, hey, they really liked your letter, but you finished 12th.
Jeez, that's tough. And you guys had your heart set on living in the city. You really did.
Hey, I didn't move to San Francisco after college to live anywhere but San Francisco.
Yeah.
This is my town. This is the city I love. This is my home. And I'm going to tell you that it's literally my home now.
That is really cool. Congratulations, Damon. What a big step. House.
Thank you. Yeah.
You own real estate in San Francisco.
I'm a first-time home buyer in San Francisco, which is amazing.
It's cool. That's awesome.
I can't believe I've done it. Thank you very much. There's a lot of people who are saying congratulations. San Francisco's all transplants. True Bay Areans are east of the Bay Bridge. Yeah, not where I live. I'm over by City College. I'm keeping it real. I mean, I look, any douchebag with a big pile of money can move to the marina. We looked in Seacliff and I just said, nah, these aren't my people.
That didn't work for you.
No, I just didn't like Seacliff. Didn't like it. I need to be able to walk to a delicious burrito.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
No burrito shops outside Seacliff.
Yeah.
An immediate wandering, stammering distance. So I told Jillian, I said, no, I don't care. No, we won't do it.
No Seacliff. Sorry.
Someone's like, damn, D. Bruce, I didn't know you got down like that. I don't.
Well, his wife does.
Here's the thing. I get down, but I don't get down like that. Luckily, my wife, she got a 92-mile-an-hour with a little cut on it fastball that she throws just on the black.
Yes.
Like, she's got a fastball.
She's pretty dope.
She is.
That is such a big deal.
Oh, it's I can't believe it. So this weekend, I am going to an NBA game on Saturday morning and spending the rest of the weekend packing. The movers come on Monday.
So Monday night, you will come here, do the show, and then go home and spend the night in your home.
Monday, I will come here. I will do the show. I will take Bart to the Warriors game after the show. I will take Bart back from the Warriors game to my Bart station, which is going to be the Balboa Bart station.
Wow.
See you at the Balboa Bart station, everybody. And yeah, and then I can walk home from there. And that's going to happen. I can't believe it.
It's so nice. And you can do whatever you want to your house.
I know. I'm going
to
spray paint the crap out of it.
Absolutely, you
should. Graffiti everywhere.
The neighbors would love it.
It's about time.
Yeah.
Let's keep everyone on edge.
Do it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I do appreciate it. Lots of nice compliments coming in on the text line. It's amazing. By the way, no one's more happy than our sales department.
Oh, it opens doors to so many things for you to hook up with.
By the way, guess who's no longer the spokesperson for Dolan's Lumber's Doors and Windows?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Somebody's house has been fixed up. Somebody now has a new house. Daddy needs a new fence. He needs a new kitchen.
Needs some windows.
He needs windows. He needs electrical. He needs at least one of these bathrooms redone. And by the way, I am now absolutely the working poor. I can't afford a grilled cheese sandwich for
house
at least
poor.
A year.
Yeah. House poor.
Yeah.
House poor. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what that's like. It takes a while to catch up.
Next time we're all going out for Chinese, you buying.
Okay. I did try to talk you into Pacifica, though.
You did. And I honestly thought we were coming. I really did. I thought that we were coming, but we insisted on just looking a little bit longer, a little bit longer, a little bit longer, and we got stupid lucky.
But I can scoop you up on my way to work just off of 280. It's like, hey, Damon, hop in. Let's go.
Are we commuter buddies now?
We totally can be.
Sweet.
No, I am really happy for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. You can send all housewarming gifts to the station, courtesy of Damon Bruce and his fabulous new knockers. Because we got two door knockers.
Oh, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Something else you want to share?
Yeah, two door knockers. No, we just... No, Jillian's all set in that department. We don't happen to have any aftermarket.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We're good. We're good.
I didn't know if you wanted any of your own.
Damon, we're in San Francisco. I live off of Capitol Ave and Ocean Ave. I'll see you at Balboa Park, Bart, baby. Yeah, dude, I'm right there by City College.
We won't get too specific.
I'm not going to give you the street and the address, but it's over there.
Just look for the spray-painted house.
Yeah, look for the sign with Go Hoosiers written all over it. And really poorly written spray paint. That one will be mine. Or maybe I'll just go teal the whole thing. I'll just welcome to the neighborhood and I'll just be like,
"That's fine."
Everywhere. I am on the Sharks bandwagon, by the way. I'd like to officially welcome myself to the Sharks bandwagon. How are you, Damon? It's great to see you. Oh, well, thank you very much. It's good to be on. You know, the Blackhawks, they're not who they used to be. So I got no other pony in this show. Go ahead. Do it for me. Do it to me. Donskoy me.
Donskoy.
Donskoy me all night long.
Donskoy.
How about Evander Kane, man? You want to talk about pickups? Pick him up, Evander Kane. He's been with the team for what? Not even 20 games. Never scored, never skated in an NHL playoff game until last night, second period, early, boom.
Down low, Burns to Hurdle. Carries behind the net, flips Pavelski in front. Shot by Kane. He scores! Evander Kane in his very first playoff game scores the first Sharks postseason goal. Sharks 1, Ducks nothing.
Oh, if you like a little Kane, slang you some more.
2-on-1, Pavelski in front. Kane shoots, star! Evander Kane has his second goal on a 2-on-1 break. The pass from Captain Joe Pavelski. And Kane is able. The Sharks lead 2-0.
Dan Rusinowski, the call on K-Fox. It was 2-0 Sharks there, and then a guy with a beard like a homeless man decided to make it 3-0.
Throws behind the net. LeBanc centers. There's Tierney kicking the puck in his skates, trying to shoot it, but it's blocked. Nice job by Pettersson. And now the shot by Burns. Star! The puck came back on the rebound of that play after Pettersson's defense, and Brent Burns just sent a wrist shot toward the goal that had eyes, and it found its way in. Sharks 3 and the Ducks nothing.
John Butchergross probably called it a twisted wrister. It was fun watching a little hockey and Karen last night. It was good. I really liked it. I am on the Sharks bandwagon. It's good to be here. Thanks so much for having me. Let's enjoy it. Let's ride this sucker as far as it'll take us together. I really, really like it. Hopefully at no point in time.
They sucked at defense.
They didn't last night. Martin Jones.
No, no.
Every single shot. Anaheim.
No, no.
Slappers.
No, no.
Wristers.
No, no.
Nothing. Nothing got past him last night. It was a hell of a win. Game 2 is Saturday, 7:30 in Anaheim.
That's fine.
Game 1, Warriors Spurs, tomorrow over at Oracle Arena. Looking forward to it. We had Steve Kerr on yesterday talking all about the playoff opponent that he finally found out about. It took about as long as any NBA season has ever taken to let you know who you'd be seeing in the first round. It was a wild ride when it came up San Antonio, almost like a college team learns whether or not it's in the NCAA tournament and who they're going to be playing as a bubble team. They had to wait and see to the end of the season who they were going to play. When it came up San Antonio, Steve Kerr, who did you call? Who was the first person to call you? What went through your mind when this bad boy came up, San Antonio?
It was a pretty unique night. You know, we gathered as a coaching staff at our facility. We had three TVs on and ordered some pizzas and watched all three games at once to kind of figure out what was going to happen. And we had done some preliminary scouting on each of the three teams that were really possible last night, meaning Denver, Minnesota, and the Spurs. And as the games unfolded, it became a little clearer. But then all of a sudden, Minnesota comes storming back, or Denver comes storming back, and we literally didn't know until the very end. And at that point, it was just relief. We could finally get to work, and we stayed for another couple hours and put together some of our game plan, and then gathered again this morning to finish up the game plan. So it's good. I mean, we finally were able to get to work.
I'd love for you, if you would please, to share that game plan with us.
No, I think I'll pass, but thanks for the offer. Very nice of you.
Absolutely. You know, we're just inviting you to share your game plan to beat the San Antonio Spurs. It's the least you could do for us. But look, this really is something else. It came all the way down to game number 82 to find out who the opponent was. In any way, shape, or form, is that a disadvantage or an advantage to you, since pretty much everyone else was in that boat too? Do you feel that the Warriors turn around series prep faster, as fast, not as fast as other NBA teams?
Every year is just different, and we didn't know who we were playing, and neither did the Spurs. And now each team gets 2 days to prepare. So that's it. I mean, there's no advantage or disadvantage. It just kind of is what it is.
You send in Popovich like Napa wine tour information, maybe throw him off his game, confuse him a little bit.
I don't think he needs any information on the wine tour front. He's already done them all, pretty sure.
What do you tell a guy like Quinn Cook, who's going to be playing a pivotal playoff role for the first time in his career? He's got to be just chomping at the bit for this moment. He's got to be a little worried about it, too. I mean, after all, he's human, right?
Yeah, I mean, everybody gets nervous during the playoffs, and that just shows you're ready. If you're not nervous, you're not prepared well enough, and you should have some butterflies, and I'm sure Quinn will have those. But the main message is keep being aggressive. I thought his first couple games as a starter with us, he was a little tentative. We knew he had it in him to be more aggressive, and once he kind of broke out, he was amazing. And he's got to have that same approach during the playoffs. It doesn't matter, playoffs or regular season, let that thing fly.
Steve Kerr, Warrior head coach here on 95.7 The Game. How do you feel heading into this playoffs versus the last 3 years? Is it a much different feeling? Is it the same kind of feeling? Is there a palpable difference given the parameters which you step into this postseason in?
Everything's different every year. There's just circumstances that are different, whether it's your opponent or your own health. Or, the first year we went in 2015, we had won 67 games, but we had never been in the playoffs together, our coaching staff and those players. So I think there was just some interest in how this was going to play out. And in the last couple of years, it felt much more natural, like, all right, we've done this, we've been here. And this year, that's what it feels like to me. Like, we know exactly who we are and where we've been. We just happen to have some extenuating circumstances this year with the injuries and the lineup changes over the last month. So it's not as smooth, but, that's just what it is. So we go and accept the challenge.
It's time to talk a little semantics with you. When people talk about the Warriors flipping the switch, and I mean, I'm so sick and tired of that phrase. I'm guessing you've heard it once or twice yourself. But flipping the switch, what does that even mean to you, Coach? When you hear flip the switch, are you thinking Curry hitting threes in the back of your mind, or is that a defensive statement more than it is an offensive statement? Where is your switch? Where do you think the Warriors' switch is?
It's a defensive mindset, you know, and that's what's gotten away from us the last month. Some of that is the injuries. We've thrown out so many different starting rotations. We've had so many guys miss time. But some of it is also that we haven't played a meaningful game in a while, you know. Unless there's something really on the line, you're not going to be as sharp. You're just not. It's like exhibition season. You know, you're not going to be as sharp as you are opening night. And so I think this is, you know, this is good for us that the playoffs are here. The meaning is back. So what I'm looking for is defensive intensity, sharp rotations. You know, we are a great defensive team when we're right. And if we're going to win in the playoffs, we need to be great again defensively. And that's what I'm looking at.
How's your in-house spy Nick Kerr doing picking apart the San Antonio Spurs?
Yeah, I told Pop today we've let him go as a spy. His intel just hasn't been very good anyway. And we felt like we weren't getting our bang for our buck, so we let him go.
Maybe he can just make life harder on everyone. He can like unplug TVs and kick over ball racks at practice, like go real basic animal stuff.
I think, you know, maybe you're onto something. It's sort of a less sophisticated spy. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. a klutzy driven comedy, not a sophisticated comedy. Head coach Steve Kerr here. You know, we were talking about defensive intensity, and obviously that's a conversation that Draymond has to start. Has Draymond been the fire breathing dragon that you've needed him to be on nights where you've asked him to maybe even be a little bit more of that? You know, I was really surprised. I wasn't surprised that you lost in Utah. I was surprised by the effort level, the disinterest level, the white flag of the whole game. It was surprising. And obviously, it's all behind us now. Playoffs are starting. But I even heard you on the pregame telling Tim that you wanted to see the basics, rotations, boxing out, sliding over to help. And you didn't get a lot of that in Utah. Did you feel betrayed by that effort level?
Not betrayed, just disappointed. You know, we've been trying to paint this the last couple of weeks as kind of tune-up time. You know, let's sharpen up. But it's just not the same, as I said, as I going through a scrimmage. And so I didn't think the effort was great. I do know this, that I've known Draymond for 4 years now. The guy brings it when it's time. He brings it, and that's who he is. That's what's in his heart. I mean, he's such a competitor, one of the all-time great competitors I've ever seen. And I know that he's going to have it on Saturday afternoon, and he's going to be, you know, he's going to be breathing that fire that you talked about.
What about that start time on Saturday? That's a little peculiar, isn't it?
Yeah, early. I think we did this a couple of years ago, if I'm not mistaken. When we played New Orleans in 2015, opening round, it was a noon game on a Saturday. We had a really quick turnaround. It was a kind of a bizarre preparation for our first playoff series. And it just is what it is. You know, both teams are doing it, and you're not used to playing at noon anytime, but especially for a playoff game, it adds a little bit of a dynamic difference. You just got to go play.
You know, it's been such a fun regular season with you. You're a magnificent guest, and I hope we have made that abundantly clear every time we've talked to you. Not just from an answer back and forth standpoint. You're so easy to get on the phone. You're easier to get on the phone than people that we work with at 95.7 The Game. And it's just a pleasure to deal with you. Thank you so much. You and the Warriors have obviously been so good to us. You continue to be good to our audience. You, Raymond Ritter, have concocted yet another pair of tickets to be given away for the first game against the Spurs. And we thought we would involve you in the giveaway that we're going to do tomorrow. I'm going to ask you for your favorite magic word, Steve. What is your favorite magic word? Like alakazam, alakadabra, ala peanut butter sandwiches. If you were a magician, what would be your magic word? And that's where we're going to leave it. I got somebody here on the text line who's got so little faith in their host. Damon, it's so unfair you're replaying this interview. Us loyal listeners who actually tuned in all of a sudden have no advantage over everybody who did not. That's not just unfair, but it's way uncool. How dare you assume that your host is going to side with the unfair or uncool ever?
No.
The best shot anyone who wasn't listening yesterday has at finding out what that magic word was is to listen to that podcast from yesterday right now. You got 20 minutes. Good luck. The rest of you,
the initiated, have already been told what this word is. You heard it yesterday.
And so at some point in time in the 5 o'clock hour, possibly during a segment,
possibly during a commercial break,
all you got to do is be listening next hour. And if you're the first to call with Steve Kerr's magic word, when we say now's the time to do it, you're going to go ahead and win tickets to game one of the NBA playoffs, baby. Looking forward to it. Really, really am. We've got an awful lot of stuff to still get to today. We've got about an hour and a half left in today's show because we've got a little A's and Mariners coming up tonight. Chris Townsend's going to be by at 6:15. Uncle Townie getting you all ready. Oh, it's Rick Tittle tonight. Rick Tittle getting you ready. That's right. Well, didn't Chris Townsend have to get up early this morning?
That's right. It was on the morning
show. That's right. He got to play the role of Joe Fortenbaugh this morning. So, yeah, that's asking way too much. No man could do a morning show and A's. Hey, how are you? And thanks for listening. So, yeah, that's Rick Tittle's coming up tonight at 6:15. He will be all set with you. We are going to come back talking about which Warrior has the most pressure coming up starting tomorrow. Who is it? Who of the All-Stars got the most riding on this run? One name jumps to the front of the line, and we'll tell you who it is next.
Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Great to have you here. Thanks so much for listening to the show. And we're going to tell you our 5 o'clock hour is going to be a really good one. No guest to be offered, but a pair of playoff tickets will be offered to you at some point in time. During the 5 o'clock hour, all you got to do is remember the magic word that Steve Kerr gave us yesterday. If you were a listener, you know what it is. Be ready to call. First person to call, 888-957-9570. When we ask you to in the 5 o'clock hour, is going to win the tickets. And I have a feeling that people have already programmed that number into their phones and are just waiting to hit send.
That's what I'd be doing.
Hell yeah. These are Warrior playoff tickets.
What a great way to start your weekend.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm talking about for a Friday.
Yeah, I like that an awful lot. Tomorrow's going to be Saturday. But
for today, to start your weekend.
Oh, you know who we met today? We met one of the happiest guys in the world today.
Yes, we did.
We met the winner of the golden ticket contest. He came by today to pick up the vouchers, I don't know. But he said that he comes from a huge Warriors family, and people in his family are being nicer to him now than ever before.
As they should.
How about that? Look at us bringing families together. Very nice. We are going to have Anthony Slater join me at 6 o'clock. And then again, Rick Tittle will be by a little bit later on tonight for a little A's dugout show. Pretty good article in The Athletic about which Golden State Warrior has the most pressure on them this playoffs, not only in terms of their reputation this year, but this could go as far as to defining whether or not they're even on the team going forward. Draymond Green. Believe it or not, Anthony Slater's writing this. Draymond Green is entering what could be a pivot point in his Warriors career. Let's start with the rosiest of scenarios. After a down season filled with minor injuries and mostly a blah defensive effort by his unreasonably high standards, let's assume that Green really does rev up that powerful engine come Saturday. Let's say he terrorizes teams with several multi-block and steal games and hits around 41% of his threes like he did during the playoff run last year. And with that Draymond, Let's assume the Warriors survive long enough to get Curry back and with him navigate their way to a third title in 4 years. That would give Joe Lacob and Warriors decision makers a bubbly feeling about Draymond Green heading into the offseason. But what if they don't win? What if Green entering the playoffs with a 103.7 defensive rating, more than 3 points higher than any other season in his career, and he cannot find that fifth gear? What if all those nagging injuries weigh him down? What if that right shoulder, still bothering him after crashing a block attempt way back in October, what if that continues to affect his three-point shot, which was more inaccurate this season? He shot 30.1% than any of the last 4 years. The current construction of this roster, writes Slater, is on shakier ground than you probably think. A pre-finals flameout would only motivate this aggressive front office to expedite a reshuffling. The four All-Stars are often grouped together, but there are levels to stardom in the NBA, and these four Warriors are separated into two distinct tiers. Tier 1, Curry and Durant. They're the franchise guys, pantheon players who you pay and do anything to obtain and keep. Curry's locked in for the next four seasons, absorbing all of the $201 million he's eligible to get. And if Durant desires, he can ask for a full four-year max deal this offseason, and he'll be met with zero pushback. These are the two pillars that they play to pin up as franchise faces when they open their new sparkling San Francisco arena 17 months from now. Green, well, Draymond's on that next tier with Klay Thompson. Originals in this Warrior dynasty who have delivered more valuable labor than Durant, earned more sweet equity, gained more fan appreciation, but stare at a more unsteady future. If both demand at or near their market value, a fair ask, it's likely to be just one of the two that receive it. Thompson's contract is up first, except to expire after next season. And it seems like he is the safer bet to stick around. He's durable, he's drama-free, and Kerr has famously said, Clay's not low maintenance, he's no maintenance. Draymond Green's got 2 years left on his deal. Maintenance required. Maintenance required. Mentally, physically, maintenance is required. The competitive edge that Draymond Green brings to this team has been harder to see in this year than in years past. It better not be hard to see tomorrow. It better not be. He needs to prove himself to this team once again, and for a guy who's the reigning defensive player of the year to have to do that, that's where it is. What have you done for me lately? Is a question asked by Sports often and Janet once.
He should have an appropriate amount of fear. Fear of them not moving out of the first round or maybe to the second, or not winning the championship, and fear of his future with the team. That should motivate him enough.
27th defense in the league before he arrived. He bumped it up to 13 the next year. Then it was third. Then it was first. Then it was fourth. Then it was second. And this year, it was ninth. So it fell off. It fell off. And that is Draymond's department. Draymond gives you anything offensively, fantastic. Draymond absolutely can run this offense. He might be the best pure passer that they have. But that's not how Draymond's going to get evaluated. His defensive prowess is where he makes or doesn't make his money in his future with the Golden State Warriors. D. Bruce, you're sounding negative like Guru and Matt Stymantz. What if we're the champs? No, there is no what if we're the champs. The whole point is you better be the champs. There is no option available to you other than we are champions again. That's the only acceptable finish line for the Warriors. And look, if I'm sounding negative to you, it's only because the best argument anyone has for why the Warriors are about to win a title this year is because they won a title last year. No one makes an argument that has anything to do with the last 82 games of basketball. To see the Warriors as champions, you have to forget this season just happened.
It's like this is a fresh start. It's a new season.
It's not like it. It is for them. I mean, it really is. And they need to now wash away all the malaise, all the disinterest, all the lack of focus to be ready to go against a team that certainly doesn't have the talent. But focus, interest, these are not issues ever for Greg Popovich teams. Mm-mm. They're not. Greg Popovich might have invented resting in the NBA. He also invented beating you while his players are resting in the NBA. The guy can coach. He has a bona fide G Leaguer to run his entire offense at. Quinn Cook is going to be in for a long series. I mean, if I'm Greg Popovich, I'm walking into the Spurs locker room and I'm writing one name on the board. Quinn Cook. As long as he's on the court, we're going at him. He's the guy. That's the weak point. That's the guy who's got to prove to us he's not a weak point before we start playing him like he isn't out there to be taken advantage of by us. That's what Popovich is going to do. This is going to be really interesting. Really, really interesting. Hey, Damon, the golden ticket is going to do the opposite of bringing that family together. That family will be ripped apart by its members vying for the chance, trying to go to games, not to mention the animosity and disdain felt by those who don't make it. Jeez.
Wow. Way to put a positive spin on that.
The golden ticket contest here on 95.7 The Game. Destroying one family at a time. Since 2019. I just don't think that's going to happen. First of all, the actual real golden ticket, the one that Charlie Bucket found, didn't do that to the Buckets.
No.
They decided that the limberest of all disgusting old people could get out of the disgusting old people bed and accompany Charlie to the factory. I'm sure that family will decide that anyone with too much toe jam can't go to a playoff game.
It changed their life.
Be like, who are we going to bring? Do we want to bring Cousin Spry and Bouncing, or do we want to bring Grandma Ricketts?
And there's more than one game that you're getting the golden ticket to.
Exactly.
That's true. You can bring your daughter, your son, spread it out. Your wife.
We met the guy. He seemed like he came from good stock, from reasonable people.
He even said, you know, he's like, well, you know, I come from a family of really diehard Warrior fans. My wife's a fan, but the family is really, really, really into it. So it sounded like he's someone who's going to want to spread the love.
It's not like he came in here today and he's like, why'd you do this to me? This is terrible. I've got people coming out of the woodwork. Four-time cousins removed all of a sudden. They're, hey, how are you, Mike?
I'm sure he does, though, have some friends who are hitting him up.
Oh, I'm sure he's got tons of people.
There's no doubt.
If people are on Ancestry,
to meet him, I would have put my name out there, too. Hey, I'm available.
People are on Ancestry.com to see if they're related.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's check the family tree, see if...
I don't remember his name.
The cuz doesn't still got love for us. We destroyed a family here in the Bay Area with a golden ticket. Details at 11.
We brought them together. They're now tighter.
Hell yeah.
Bonded forever with this experience.
I mean, come on. You got to have a positive outlook. You got to be a happier person. You can't be wired like that.
Come on, people.
Thank you very much. You know what I'm ready for? I'm ready for my 5 o'clock hour, and it starts right now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.